is the Tainim Binyan. We're on Reish Mem Hei, dealing with the sugya of suffering. Kabbalah Susurim Ba'ava. What is the purpose of suffering? Why does Klal Yisrael suffer so much? And we spoke about that our tafkid is to pierce the Memunah Ba'ilam after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Jews got spattered all over the world. We're little mini Beis HaMikdash is going around shining light in the world. But before we did the Beis HaMikdash, so all the great used to come to the Beis HaMikdash to see what was going on. The Beis HaMikdash was where Akash Baruch was covering the world with Megala. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash. We've got to go around in Megala, cover Shemaim all over the world. That's all God is.
Everyone goes to him and he
has a dinner, but
basically, we have to go. What I'm saying is, just as
some people can sit still and learn Torah and the Kaddish and Shema in the Beit Midrash, other people have to go out and work. Everyone goes to him, the whole world comes to him. Yeah, that's he was zeichet to be not have to go into Golis. He can sit in his little apartment and learn, and the whole world comes to him. Hundreds of people coming to him every day. It's a paralytical thing. When I went there, it shocked me so much. It was like a bucket of cold water being poured over my head. Like, what's everybody coming here for? You know, these are bigger businessmen. These are better doctors. There's people coming to him from all over the world with all different like problems or whatever, and they're all coming to him. What did he ever do? You know, he's a great orator. Everyone ever heard Shir or Reb Chaim? The MP3 is Reb Chaim. He gives Shirim out there. He's a big public speaker. Nothing. What did he ever do? He walked downstairs, davened, went upstairs and learned. It was like, that's what he's done. About 70 years or whatever. And the whole world wants his time and attention. Yeah? You get 15 minutes with Reb Chaim? Phew. How to run my business? How to do brain surgery? How to do this? How to do that? The whole world's there. What's going on? That's a little Urim Batumim. That's a little mini Beis HaMikdash. The whole world comes to him. He was Zeichet in Makadosh Shem Shemaim, but sitting and learning. Not everyone's Zeichet to that godless. The rest of us have to be Makadosh Shem Shemaim in however Kol Boch who sets up your life for you. You have to be sensitive to the tune. You know, sometimes you've got to go back, sometimes you've got to stay, sometimes you have to do it. You have to ask Charles, wherever you are, that's where you have to be Makadosh Shem Shemaim. First, you've got toothache, we said, and you've got to go to the dentist. So why are you at the dentist? Do you have a choice? Well, you can go home if you want. No, I can't. I really need the dentist. So why are you in the waiting room? That's where Hashem wants you to be. That's where He wants you to be in the Kaddish Shem Shemai. Where you are now, you're supposed to be alert to the opportunities here. You don't always see it so clearly, but sometimes you see it quite clearly. I had to be there because I met somebody who needed to meet me, and because I was there. Sometimes the Hashgach is very clear. Sometimes it's not so clear. You're not sure why you have to be there. He's behaved properly by his dad. That was Robertson Sirotkin. If I've got to have major league surgery, then I want the best professor because I'm going to give somebody Musa, might as well be the best doctor in town, right? Because before they operate on me, I'm going to tell him, listen, Mr., it's got nothing to do with you. It's all up to Hashem whether I live or die. Yeah, so just don't you think you've got anything to do with this, right? You just make your status and you don't worry if it's a failure, and don't get too garbage if it's a success because it's all Hashem. So why did she have to go to all the trouble and treat half the world to get the best doctor? Because if I'm going to give somebody Musa, might as well be the best doctor to get Musa, yeah? Taiv Sheva Raifim, yeah? That's the word. We've got to make Kaddish Shem Shemaim, let me do it in the best way possible. She was alert to that opportunity. We go to the doctor, you go to the hospital or something, we're like, hey, why go to the hospital? Why me? But yeah, we don't understand. If a Kaddish Baruch Hu sent you to a certain situation, you have to go work in Parnassa, you got to go out, you got to, you know, whatever you got to do, you have to be in a taxi, your car gets stuck, and you got to go in a taxi somewhere. Yeah, why am I in this taxi? Hashem couldn't have caught my car running for another half an hour until I got home. So why is this? There's something in this taxi that you're supposed to be doing. Yeah, what? I don't know. You've got to try and that's the sensitivity. Once again, don't drive yourself mad. Every leaf falling off a tree, even though it is trying to tell you something, but you know who says you're going to drive yourself mad worrying about every little thing? Yeah, but you've got to be alert to all these things. Rebbe Miller has an amazing shiur on how you can. A leaf falling off the tree. Okay, so you don't understand exactly why it had to be and what it's telling you and the cosmic ramifications, but it could just be a little kiss from Hashem. You walk past a tree and a leaf falls off. It's Hashem saying, hello. You know, he relates to things like that. You know, just, wow, look at the miracle. That's a leaf falling off. And I look, wow, sure. Hello, Hashem. You know, maybe you say hello to Hashem at that moment. Maybe that's what Hashem is trying to do. Just trying to, you know, you haven't said hello to me for a long time. Look, I'm here. You know, that's, children understand it's very posh. That little kids understand. Yeah. You've seen a kid coming inside with there's a beautiful sunset. He comes and says, "Abba, look, Hashem's smiling at us." Or, "Look at the beautiful picture Hashem painted." 4-year-olds understand it, posh. We've thought our way around that one. But that's the yisod. Okay. Stiras the kain in binyan is a very important sugya. This kedai lahavin zoyis nitaya metzias shchicha k'moshel. Let's bring a very well-known situation. Situation happens very often, but let's bring it as a moshel. Kablan ashi kona binyan ben esa komot ba Manhattan. Yeah, you heard of Manhattan? Yeah. This guy Baz is a builder, building contractor. Baz a 10-story building in Manhattan. Yeah. 10-story building in Manhattan is like a bathroom, right? You don't even see a 10-story building in Manhattan. The Peter's man ketzah la'achak kniya hupina is the area abinyan ve'avi keilim u'mechonot b'matera la'haros l'atso ad ha'yosoy. A little bit later, he comes, after buying it, he comes to the, he empties out the whole building and he comes with bulldozer him and he's going to harass the whole thing down to the foundations, right? Because no one buys a 10-story building in Manhattan to leave it as a 10-story building in Manhattan. Obviously he's buying it to build someone can make a bit of bucks out of it. But laws will be virtual rasa sakaya. Not only is he wiping out the whole building, they go start digging down. Not only do they just wipe out what's above the ground, they start digging deep, deep, deep. Meter after meter, going deep and deep. While they're doing that, because he wants to make deep and deeper foundations, not bemalkum komot. He wants to build a very, very high building. I don't know what he means here. What tat karkos?
Subterranean.
Ah, tat. Ah, and the very good. He wants to build subterranean. What's that? That's the parking lot, yeah? 20 levels of parking, because parking is more expensive in Manhattan than buildings are in Tel Aviv. You know? Yeah. You can buy a deer in Tel Aviv for the same price as a parking space in Manhattan. Avasham Adam Tavatama. Avasham Adam Vatama. Man was passing, he said, "Understand. Mado says I've been in a crazy. It's a beautiful 10-story building. What are you knocking down for?" It was a beautiful, wonderful, nice, strong building. Why are you gonna knock it down? On the law, he answered him. Kan binyan chadash ben shmoinim komot. That's better. Oh, now I understand. This building will at least, have some. We're building an 80-story building here. Im kach einu meivin l'shei ma harastem es abinyan al yashon hamshichoto adam lakshot. He still doesn't understand. So why did you knock down the other building? Yolachsam lifnoit oid shivim komot al abinyan akayim. Why knock down? You had 10. You want to get to 80, so just build 70. Any fool knows it's cheaper to build 70 than 80. You knock down the 10 and then you build 80. Just build 70 on top of the 10. No, Mr. Architect. No, good to God, thinking straight, right? No. The problem here. He doesn't understand that an 80-story building needs foundations much, much stronger than a 10-story building. This 10-story building only has foundations that can hold 10 stories. You want to put up 80 stories, you've got to get it out the way so you can dig deeper, deeper foundations. You can get an 80-story building in the way. Shim lo kein akol yikros, because if you don't, the whole thing will fall down. Ulam gam la'acha hasberim ota adam taram v'nirga. He's not getting it. Hu nigesh lebala binyan v'sholoto. He comes back to the bala binyan and says, "I don't understand. Hali chalik liknoi chetach reik. Why don't you just buy an empty plot? Understand, there was a 10-story building there. Leave it alone. You want to build an 80-story building? Just go buy an empty plot. Lots of empty plots in Manhattan. Is there a short of empty plots in Manhattan? I mean, Manhattan's a farmland, right? Lach Bosham will not build binyan bin shmonim. Come on, build an 80-story building on an empty plot. Saviva yishnam shtachim reikim rabim. Around the city, there's lots of empty plots, right? Madur can eat a binyan kind of mekazai varosasoto. Why does go buy a building in the middle of the city? Go to the Catskill, there's plenty of space there, and then the building, any story building, my boy, plenty of open lots, go out a little bit further away from town. So he says, "Im zu bidyuk hasibar, ani mayen livnoit et goyet hashakim kar, v'merkaz ha'ir, zu mokum eschari kshekadai lashkir bo, That's the whole point. I want my building in the center of town, in the middle of the business district. That's where the bucks are being made. An 80-story building out in the Catskills ain't going to ever, you know, it's going to be hard to rent out one floor. Why am I doing it here? Because I definitely want to be here in the middle of Manhattan. That's the center of the business district. That's where I want my building. Here I know that I'll be able to get back my investment. And also I'll be able to make a big profit from the business I make out of this building. So that's why I've got to what? I've got to build a bigger building. I can't build on top of the 10 because I need new foundations. And I can't go build out of town with this big place because that's not where you make the bucks. So I've got to knock down the 10-story building, dig a big hole in the ground, build new foundations, build an 80-story building, and then I've got what I want. Now, we all understand that's poshut, right? Yeah? Everyone understands it. So what's the moshul? What's the nimshul? That's the moshul. What is the nimshul? The moshul there, ani loyndim, shedafka haharas vachurban, haamukim, meganim kikan imed leavnois binyan gadol v'gur yoysa. From here we understand one thing, that it's dafka via the destruction and the khurban, the deep destruction here, that you reveal the ability to build a much better and higher building. 1 year sword we learn, we're trying to plot. That's Stira's Sakani Binyan, that's a possible. It says, Binyan Melodim Stira, when the youngsters say, let's go build the Beis HaMikdash, that's a khurban. When the Zakanim say, let's go destroy the Beis HaMikdash, that's a building. You have to know who wants to change things, who's making new clothing, who's doing things, who wants to change the education system, who wants to build a new thing, who wants to destroy something. Always ask yourself, is this the Zakanim or the Yelodim? You always have to know. Because sometimes what looks very logical and very good and whatever, the youngsters introducing new things can sometimes be a terrible khurban. And punkt verkehrt, sometimes the Gedolim come along and say, we have to break something down, and then you see later the incredible binyan that came out of that. That's one lesson. But there's another lesson here. Chuben Yahadut Yeroiper, Nir El Eine Basa, Chuben Sha'en Lo Tachis Chas Vachalila. If you look, because I'm going to just keep time. Okay, I want to stop it fast. The Chuben of Europe, the Jewish Chuben in Europe looks to us anyway as a chuban that had absolutely no purpose, chas v'chalila. Hunira kaharas ada yosod. It looks like a complete destruction down to the foundations of the Jewish people. There was almost nothing left of the Jews after the chuban. Amram Agreinu v'chonan Wasserman Hashem Yakum Domov. V'chonan was the Talmid Muvak, the leading Talmid of the Chofetz Chaim. He's also the great Rosh Yeshiva of that generation, and he was martyred in the Kovna Ghetto. He went back from America. I don't know if you know his story. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman was in America fundraising just before the war. He brought his son, Rabbi Simcha, who had a profound impact on Rav Tet. Rav Tet became a very, very close Talmud of Rav Simcha's. In fact, his brother-in-law, the doctor in Telstar, very, very close with him. Rabbi Chanan brought Rav Simcha to America, and he went back. In 1939, just before the war broke out, he went back to Europe, fully well knowing what he was going in for. He wrote a book called Ikfet in the Mashiach, we'll refer to it now, and in there he described the whole Holocaust that was impending, up to Ayom Hazeh. It was almost prophetic. He quotes the Chofetz Chaim many, many times. It was an incredible Ruach HaKodesh of the Chofetz Chaim, describing what it was going to be like, the founding of the state, the whole thing, what it was going to be. Amazing, amazing insights. It's been published, it's been translated in English, a very good translation in English. One of the Koilim, one of the Lakewood Koilim in Denver, I can't remember where, did a very good translation of it. If you want to borrow it, I think I've got a copy at home. Anyway, listen, I can't talk about Rabbi Chanan, but Rabbi Chanan was a goyim. He was martyred in the Kovna Ghetto together with the Rav of Kovna and together with the Mashgiach of Slobodka, the Tzaddik of Rome. The Rebbetzin Volbi was there. She witnessed it. Rebbetzin was there. That's how we know what happened to them, because she was there and she saw the whole thing. Es hat vorhin schon mal die PA Rear. Mina yachidim shenitzalu harav oishrei zatzal. Mitzot habrit. What I'm saying now, I heard from somebody who was there, who saw himself, harav oishri. Oishri, mustam. Zei chetari chelok from America. Dior bochonan haye noise midai pam lasof ksafim meniveva im letoivet ha-yeshiva. Rebuchon used to travel to raise money for the yeshiva. So I mean, don't change. But pama achreina, she saw batzot habrit, the last time he was in America, the family tried very hard to make him stay in America. They saw what was going on, not to go back to Boronovich. Rabbi Chanan decided that he couldn't leave his community and that he had to go back to them. Nika yekiu yadeh likras ma'olech. He knew what was going to happen. Seems he wanted to be part of, he wanted to be with his yeshiva and his talmidim, and he didn't want to leave the chabura like Rabbi Akiva. Why is the kufa noira shall show lama Rabbi Chana mitalmidim as hilchus kiddush Hashem? What were they learning? They were learning halacha lamaisa. They knew where they were headed. So what were they learning? Rabbi Chana was learning hilchus kiddush Hashem. How do you give up the life of the shame of kiddush Hashem Shemayim? That was the sugya they were learning, right? Person's about to go into Chanukah, you start learning Hilchus Chanukah. They were about to become Kabbalah, so you learn Hilchus Kiddush Hashem. Teshekulam Echinim Es Atzman Besiloidin Lerega Akkodesh Shavu Yom Sorer Es Nafsham O Kiddush Hashem. Teshir Gyom Pekuda Velokche Es Eisa Kadoshim Lagai Ariga. When the day came that they were taken away to the execution place, Vikas Rabbi Chanan Min Achayel HaNazi Yemach Shmoy. Listen to this. Rabbi Chanan says to the Nazi, they were taking him away. He said, just hold on 1 second. Different version is exactly how he asked. And he asked to speak to the group. He spoke calmly, relaxed, confident. It seems in Shemayim we have been chosen. We have been chosen to be the kabbonis, the sacrifices, the communal sacrifices of Klal Yisrael. Aleinu lachzor b'tshuva, we have to do tshuva, kedei shine korban mekubal b'lerutzel lifnei avinu shebashamayim. It's incumbent upon us to do tshuva, so that we will be accepted and desirable in front of our Father in Heaven as kabbonis. Aleinu lizayeh shelo yala al libeinu shum machshavos pigul v'posel hapsoilis as a korban. We should be very careful not to have any thoughts that could invalidate the korban. Lo nihara achrei midosov shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu chas v'chalila. And certainly not to start questioning the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu chas v'chalila. Im ha-kabonis shelan yeh kabonis tohirim heim alu ashe yitzilu esacheinu v'chaseinu shebemerika. If our kabonis will be what they're supposed to be, tohirim, they will go and they will save our brothers and sisters that are in America. He wasn't worried about his brothers and sisters being saved in Europe. Rabbi Chanan had a deep, deep sense of being very concerned about what was going to be with Yiddishkeit in America. Oops, time to stop. Okay, we'll carry on tomorrow.